The mountain air over the Pyrenees of France should be about as pure as air can be. Yet there's pollution even there. The air carries tiny plastic particles that have traveled with the wind, possibly from hundreds of miles away. Scientists who made this discovery suspect that microplastic could be floating everywhere. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
As plastic degrades, it doesn't just disappear. It breaks into tiny pieces. It ends up in the dust in our homes and in rivers and lakes and oceans. Steve Allen at the University of Strathclyde in Scotland wondered if it also goes up into the sky.
I don't know if you've ever seen a plastic bag on a fence flapping away until it disappears. We thought that maybe it didn't just disappear, and we started to look for it a bit higher up.
4,500 feet up a mountain in a remote part of the French Pyrenees, in fact. Allen's team set up collectors there for 5 months to trap plastic particles as they fell to Earth.
We expected to find some. We didn't expect to find quite as much as we did.
365 plastic particles fell on a square meter collector every day. Allen was surprised by that.
We kind of expect it to be in a city getting blown around, but way out there, it just was, the numbers was astounding.
Writing in the journal Nature Geoscience, the researchers found several types of microplastic floating on the wind, fibers from clothing and bits from plastic bags, plastic film and packaging material. But they don't know where the particles come from geographically.
We know basically nothing about how they move.
Allen's wife and co-researcher Dione Allen, who works at a French research institution called Ecolab, says scientists do know how dust gets blown, say, from the Sahara across the Atlantic, but very few people have studied wind-blown plastic yet.
We don't have this sort of material in nature.
Apparently, the plastic isn't local. Only a few small villages lie within the nearest 60 miles of the collection site, yet the density of the microplastics collected in the mountains is comparable to that found over the megacities of Paris and Dongguan in China, where similar studies have been done. Dione Allen says if this much microplastic manages to get halfway up the Pyrenees Mountains, it could theoretically be everywhere.
We also don't know what they do to humans. We don't know how they form inside soils and how they move. They're a brand new pollutant, but there's so much of it, and it's increasing so fast that it's something we really need to start learning about.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.